On November 10, 1975, the Edmund Fitzgerald foundered on Lake Superior, taking the lives of all of its crew of 29. That night, winds were clocked at 100 miles per hour and waves up to 30 feet high. Even so, the freighter Arthur M. Anderson left the safety of Whitefish Bay to search for the missing Fitzgerald. John Soiring of Green Bay lost his uncle Buck Shampo that night. Shampo was an engineer on the Fitz. Now Soiring wants to make sure older Great Lakes ships, including the Anderson, aren't scrapped because of new federal pollution control rules.
No. 34 years ago, the Anderson turned around at great risk to herself and her crew to try and save my uncle and his other 28 shipmates. I can't just sit back and watch this historic vessel go by the way of the razor blade factory. I just can't.
As part of his effort, Soiring will get to meet the watchman who was on duty on the Anderson that night. He'll shake hands with retired watchman Bill Mackey at the Great Lakes Shipwreck Museum at a memorial ceremony.
I don't know if shaking his hand is going to be enough. I'll probably have to give him a hug. A handshake is just not enough for, you know, what he did, what all of his shipmates did that night.
Mackey was in the pilot house when Anderson Captain Jesse Cooper asked the crew if they should go back in the storm to search for the Fitzgerald.
They felt that, you know, it was our duty for our fellow man to go out and make an effort because we were the only loaded ship within 100 miles of here that night that could go out and ride them waves.
For now, the new guidelines have been modified to exempt older Great Lakes freighters, so the Anderson will continue sailing after 57 years. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.